Donald John Trump, born June 14, 1946, is an American politician, media personality, and businessman who served as the 45th President of the United States from 2017 to 2021. He is currently the President-elect after winning the 2024 presidential election, scheduled to be inaugurated as the 47th President on January 20, 2025. Trump is a member of the Republican Party. Born in New York City, Trump received a Bachelor of Science degree in economics from the University of Pennsylvania in 1968. His father made him president of the family real estate business in 1971. Trump renamed it the Trump Organization and reoriented the company toward building and renovating skyscrapers, hotels, casinos, and golf courses. After a series of business failures in the late 1990s, he launched side ventures, mostly licensing the Trump name. From 2004 to 2015, he co-produced and hosted the reality television series The Apprentice. He and his businesses have been plaintiffs or defendants in more than 4,000 legal actions, including 6 business bankruptcies. Trump won the 2016 presidential election as the Republican Party nominee against Democratic Party candidate Hillary Clinton while losing the popular vote. The Mueller investigation determined that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to favor Trump. During the campaign, his political positions were described as populist, protectionist, and nationalist. His election and policies sparked numerous protests. He was the only U.S. president without prior military or government experience. His election led to the creation of a political movement and cult of personality. Trump promoted conspiracy theories and made many false and misleading statements during his campaigns and presidency, to a degree unprecedented in American politics. Many of his comments and actions have been characterized as racially charged, racist, and misogynistic. In his first term, Trump ordered a travel ban on citizens from several Muslim-majority countries, diverted military funding toward building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, and implemented a family separation policy. He rolled back more than 100 environmental policies and regulations and signed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, which cut taxes and eliminated the individual mandate penalty of the Affordable Care Act. He appointed Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. He reacted slowly to the COVID-19 pandemic, ignored or contradicted recommendations from health officials, used political pressure to interfere with testing efforts, and spread unverified information about unproven treatments. Trump initiated a trade war with China and withdrew the U.S. from the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, the Paris Agreement on Climate Change, and the Iran nuclear deal. He met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un 3 times, but made no progress on denuclearization. Trump lost the 2020 presidential election to Joe Biden but refused to concede, falsely claimed widespread electoral fraud, and attempted to overturn the results. On January 6, 2021, Trump urged his supporters to march to the U.S. Capitol, which many of them then attacked. He is the only U.S. president to have been impeached twice, in 2019 for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress after he pressured Ukraine to investigate Biden, and in 2021 for incitement of insurrection. The Senate acquitted him in both cases. Scholars and historians rank Trump as one of the worst presidents in American history. In 2024, a New York jury found him guilty on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records related to a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, making him the only U.S. president convicted of a felony. Trump also received felony indictments related to his alleged mishandling of classified documents and 2020 election interference, and was found liable in civil lawsuits for sexual abuse and defamation in 2023 and 2024, and for financial fraud in 2024. After leaving office, Trump continued to dominate the Republican Party, became its nominee again in the 2024 presidential election, and defeated Democratic candidate Kamala Harris, winning both the popular and electoral vote. Trump became the 2nd president in U.S. history after Grover Cleveland to be elected to non-consecutive terms. Personal life. Early life. Trump was born on June 14, 1946, at Jamaica Hospital in Queens, New York City, the 4th child of Fred Trump and Mary and McLeod Trump. He is of German and Scottish descent. He grew up with older siblings Marianne, Fred Jr., and Elizabeth and younger brother Robert in the Jamaica Estates neighborhood of Queens. He attended the private Kew Forest School through 7th grade and New York Military Academy, a private boarding school, from 8th through 12th grade. In 1964, he enrolled at Fordham University. 2 years later, he transferred to the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, graduating in May 1968 with a Bachelor of Science in Economics. In 2015, Trump's lawyer threatened Trump's colleges, his high school, and the College Board with legal action if they released his academic records. While in college, Trump obtained 4 student draft deferments during the Vietnam War. In 1966, he was deemed fit for military service based on a medical examination, and in July 1968, a local draft board classified him as eligible to serve. In October 1968, he was classified 1Y, a conditional medical deferment for bone spurs, and in 1972, he was reclassified 4F, unfit for military service, permanently disqualifying him. Family. In 1977, Trump married Czech model Ivana Zelnikova. They had 3 children. Donald Jr., born 1977, Ivanka, 1981, and Eric, 1984. The couple divorced in 1990, following Trump's affair with actress Marla Maples. Trump and Maples married in 1993 and divorced in 1999. They have 1 daughter, Tiffany, born 1993, who was raised by Maples in California. In 2005, Trump married Slovenian model Melania Naus. They have 1 son, Baron, born 2006. Religion. In the 1970s, Trump's parents joined the Marble Collegiate Church, part of the Reformed Church in America. He went to Sunday school and was confirmed in 1959 at the First Presbyterian Church in Jamaica, Queens. In 2015, he said he was a Presbyterian and attended Marble Collegiate Church. The church said he was not an active member. In 2019, he appointed his personal pastor, televangelist Paula White, to the White House Office of Public Liaison. In 2020, he said he identified as a non-denominational Christian. Health habits. Trump says he has never drunk alcohol, smoked cigarettes, or used drugs. He sleeps about 4 or 5 hours a night. He has called golfing his primary form of exercise, but usually does not walk the course. He considers exercise a waste of energy because he believes the body is like a battery with a finite amount of energy, which is depleted by exercise. In 2015, Trump's campaign released a letter from his longtime personal physician, Harold Bornstein, stating that Trump would be the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency. In 2018, Bornstein said Trump had dictated the contents of the letter and that 3 of Trump's agents had seized his medical records in a February 2017 raid on the doctor's office. Wealth. In 1982, Trump made the initial Forbes list of wealthy people for holding a share of his family's estimated $200 million net worth, equivalent to $631 million in 2023. His losses in the 1980s dropped him from the list between 1990 and 1995. After filing the mandatory financial disclosure report with the FEC in July 2015, he announced a net worth of about $10 billion. Records released by the FEC showed at least $1.4 billion in assets and $265 million in liabilities. Forbes estimated his net worth dropped by $1.4 billion between 2015 and 2018. In their 2024 billionaires ranking, Trump's net worth was estimated to be $2.3 billion, 1,438th in the world. In 2018, journalist Jonathan Greenberg reported that Trump had called him in 1984 pretending to be a fictional Trump Organization official named John Barron. Greenberg said that, to get a higher ranking on the Forbes 400 list of wealthy Americans, Trump, speaking as Barron, falsely asserted that Donald Trump owned more than 90% of his father's business. Greenberg also wrote that Forbes had vastly overestimated Trump's wealth and wrongly included him on the 1982, 1983, and 1984 rankings. Trump has often said he began his career with a small loan of $1 million from his father and that he had to pay it back with interest. He was a millionaire by age 8, borrowed at least $60 million from his father, largely failed to repay those loans, and received another $413 million, $2018 adjusted for inflation, from his father's company. In 2018, he and his family were reported to have committed tax fraud, and the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance started an investigation. His investments underperformed the stock and New York property markets. Forbes estimated in October 2018 that his net worth declined from $4.5 billion in 2015 to $3.1 billion in 2017, and his product licensing income from $23 million to $3 million. Trump's tax returns from 1985 to 1994 show net losses totaling $1.17 billion. The losses were higher than those of almost every other American taxpayer. The losses in 1990 and 1991, more than $250 million each year, were more than double those of the nearest taxpayers. In 1995, his reported losses were $915.7 million, equivalent to $1.83 billion in 2023. In 2020, the New York Times obtained Trump's tax information extending over two decades. Its reporters found that Trump reported losses of hundreds of millions of dollars. Since 2010, he had also failed to pay back $287 million in loans. During the 15 years prior to 2020, Trump, using tax credits for business losses, paid no income taxes in 10 of those years and $750 each in 2016 and 2017. He balanced his business's losses by selling and borrowing against assets, including a $100 million mortgage on Trump Tower, refinanced in 2022, and the liquidation of over $200 million in stocks and bonds. He personally guaranteed $421 million in debt, most of which is due by 2024. As of October 2021, Trump had over $1.3 billion in debts, much of which is secured by his assets. In 2020, he owed $640 million to banks and trust organizations, including Bank of China, Deutsche Bank, and UBS, and approximately $450 million to unknown creditors. The value of his assets exceeds his debt. Business career. Real estate. Starting in 1968, Trump was employed at his father's real estate company, Trump Management, which owned racially segregated middle-class rental housing in New York City's outer boroughs. In 1971, his father made him president of the company and he began using the Trump Organization as an umbrella brand. Between 1991 and 2009, he filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection for six of his businesses: the Plaza Hotel in Manhattan, the casinos in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and the Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts Company, Manhattan and Chicago developments. Trump attracted public attention in 1978 with the launch of his family's first Manhattan venture, the renovation of the derelict Commodore Hotel, adjacent to Grand Central Terminal. The financing was facilitated by a $400 million city property tax abatement arranged for Trump by his father, who also, jointly with Hyatt, guaranteed a $70 million bank construction loan. The hotel reopened in 1980 as the Grand Hyatt Hotel, and that same year, Trump obtained rights to develop Trump Tower, a mixed-use skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan. The building houses the headquarters of the Trump Corporation and Trump's PAC, and was Trump's primary residence until 2019. In 1988, Trump acquired the Plaza Hotel with a loan from a consortium of 16 banks. The hotel filed for bankruptcy protection in 1992, and a reorganization plan was approved a month later, with the banks taking control of the property. In 1995, Trump defaulted on over $3 billion of bank loans, and the lenders seized the Plaza Hotel along with most of his other properties in a vast and humiliating restructuring that allowed Trump to avoid personal bankruptcy. The lead bank's attorney said of the bank's decision that they all agreed that he'd be better alive than dead. In 1996, Trump acquired and renovated the mostly vacant 71-story skyscraper at 40 Wall Street, later rebranded as the Trump Building. In the early 1990s, Trump won the right to develop a 70-acre, 28 hectares, tract in the Lincoln Square neighborhood near the Hudson River. Struggling with debt from other ventures in 1994, Trump sold most of his interest in the project to Asian investors, who financed the project's completion, Riverside South. Trump's last major construction project was the 92-story mixed-use Trump International Hotel and Tower, Chicago, which opened in 2008. In 2024, The New York Times and ProPublica reported that the Internal Revenue Service was investigating whether Trump had twice written off losses incurred through construction cost overruns and lagging sales of residential units in the building Trump had declared to be worthless on his 2008 tax return. Atlantic City Casinos. In 1984, Trump opened Harrah's at Trump Plaza, a hotel and casino, with financing and management help from the Holiday Corporation. It was unprofitable, and Trump paid Holiday $70 million in May 1986 to take sole control. In 1985, Trump bought the unopened Atlantic City Hilton Hotel and renamed it Trump Castle. Both casinos filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 1992. Trump bought a third Atlantic City venue in 1988, the Trump Taj Mahal. It was financed with $675 million in junk bonds and completed for $1.1 billion, opening in April 1990. Trump filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in 1991. Under the provisions of the restructuring agreement, Trump gave up half his initial stake and personally guaranteed future performance. To reduce his $900 million of personal debt, he sold the Trump Shuttle Airline, his mega yacht, the Trump Princess, which had been leased to his casinos and kept docked, and other businesses. In 1995, Trump founded Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, THCR, which assumed ownership of the Trump Plaza. THCR purchased the Taj Mahal and the Trump Castle in 1996 and went bankrupt in 2004 and 2009, leaving Trump with 10% ownership. He remained chairman until 2009. Clubs. In 1985, Trump acquired the Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. In 1995, he converted the estate into a private club with an initiation fee and annual dues. He continued to use a wing of the house as a private residence. Trump declared the club his primary residence in 2019. The Trump Organization began building and buying golf courses in 1999. It owns 14 and manages another 3 Trump-branded courses worldwide. Licensing of the Trump brand. The Trump name has been licensed for consumer products and services, including foodstuffs, apparel, learning courses, and home furnishings. According to the Washington Post, there are more than 50 licensing or management deals involving Trump's name, and they have generated at least $59 million in revenue for his companies. By 2018, only 2 consumer goods companies continued to license his name. Side Ventures. In September 1983, Trump purchased the New Jersey Generals, a team in the United States Football League. After the 1985 season, the league folded, largely due to Trump's attempt to move to a fall schedule, when it would have competed with the NFL for audience, and trying to force a merger with the NFL by bringing an antitrust suit. Trump and his Plaza Hotel hosted several boxing matches at the Atlantic City Convention Hall. In 1989 and 1990, Trump lent his name to the Tour de Trump cycling stage race, an attempt to create an American equivalent of European races such as the Tour de France or the Giro d'Italia. From 1986 to 1988, Trump purchased significant blocks of shares in various public companies while suggesting that he intended to take over the company and then sold his shares for a profit, leading some observers to think he was engaged in greenmail. The New York Times found that Trump initially made millions of dollars in such stock transactions, but lost most, if not all, of those gains after investors stopped taking his takeover talk seriously. In 1988, Trump purchased the Eastern Airlines shuttle, financing the purchase with $380 million, equivalent to $979 million in 2023, in loans from a syndicate of 22 banks. He renamed the airline Trump Shuttle and operated it until 1992. Trump defaulted on his loans in 1991, and ownership passed to the banks. In 1992, Trump, his siblings Marianne, Elizabeth, and Robert, and his cousin John W. Walter, each with a 20% share, formed All County Building Supply and Maintenance Corporation. The company had no offices and is alleged to have been a shell company for paying the vendors providing services and supplies for Trump's rental units, then billing those services and supplies to Trump management with markups of 20 to 50% and more. The owners shared the proceeds generated by the markups. The increased costs were used to get state approval for increasing the rents of Trump's rent-stabilized units. From 1996 to 2015, Trump owned all or part of the Miss Universe pageants, including Miss USA and Miss Teen USA. Due to disagreements with CBS about scheduling, he took both pageants to NBC in 2002. In 2007, Trump received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for his work as producer of Miss Universe. NBC and Univision dropped the pageants in June 2015. Trump University. In 2004, Trump co-founded Trump University, a company that sold real estate seminars for up to $35,000. After New York state authorities notified the company that its use of university violated state law, as it was not an academic institution, its name was changed to the Trump Entrepreneur Initiative in 2010. In 2013, the state of New York filed a $40 million civil suit against Trump University, alleging that the company made false statements and defrauded consumers. Additionally, two class actions were filed in federal court against Trump and his companies. Internal documents revealed that employees were instructed to use a hard sell approach, and former employees testified that Trump University had defrauded or lied to its students. Shortly after he won the 2016 presidential election, Trump agreed to pay a total of $25 million to settle the three cases. Foundation. The Donald J. Trump Foundation was a private foundation established in 1988. From 1987 to 2006, Trump gave his foundation $5.4 million, which had been spent by the end of 2006. After donating a total of $65,000 in 2007 to 2008, he stopped donating any personal funds to the charity, which received millions from other donors, including $5 million from Vince McMahon. The foundation gave to health and sports-related charities, conservative groups, and charities that held events at Trump properties. In 2016, The Washington Post reported that the charity committed several potential legal and ethical violations, including alleged self-dealing and possible tax evasion. Also in 2016, the New York Attorney General determined the foundation to be in violation of state law for soliciting donations without submitting to required annual external audits and ordered it to cease its fundraising activities in New York immediately. Trump's team announced in December 2016 that the foundation would be dissolved. In June 2018, the New York Attorney General's office filed a civil suit against the foundation, Trump, and his adult children, seeking $2.8 million in restitution and additional penalties. In December 2018, the foundation ceased operation and disbursed its assets to other charities. In November 2019, a New York state judge ordered Trump to pay $2 million to a group of charities for misusing the foundation's funds, in part to finance his presidential campaign. Legal affairs and bankruptcies. Roy Cohn was Trump's fixer, lawyer, and mentor for 13 years in the 1970s and 1980s. According to Trump, Cohn sometimes waived fees due to their friendship. In 1973, Cohn helped Trump countersue the U.S. government for $100 million, equivalent to $686 million in 2023, over its charges that Trump's properties had racial discriminatory practices. Trump's counterclaims were dismissed, and the government's case was settled with the Trump signing a consent decree agreeing to desegregate. In 1975, an agreement was struck requiring Trump's properties to furnish the New York Urban League with a list of all apartment vacancies every week for 2 years, among other things. Cohn introduced political consultant Roger Stone to Trump, who enlisted Stone's services to deal with the federal government. According to a review of state and federal court files conducted by USA Today in 2018, Trump and his businesses had been involved in more than 4,000 state and federal legal actions. While Trump has not filed for personal bankruptcy, his overleveraged hotel and casino businesses in Atlantic City and New York filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection 6 times between 1991 and 2009. They continued to operate while the banks restructured debt and reduced Trump's shares in the properties. During the 1980s, more than 70 banks had lent Trump $4 billion. After his corporate bankruptcies of the early 1990s, most major banks, with the exception of Deutsche Bank, declined to lend to him. After the January 6th Capitol attack, the bank decided not to do business with Trump or his company in the future. Media career. Books. Using ghostwriters, Trump has produced 19 books under his name. His first book, The Art of the Deal, 1987, was a New York Times bestseller. While Trump was credited as co-author, the entire book was written by Tony Schwartz. According to The New Yorker, the book made Trump famous as an emblem of the successful tycoon. Film and television. Trump had cameos in many films and television shows from 1985 to 2001. Starting in the 1990s, Trump was a guest about 24 times on the nationally syndicated Howard Stern show. He had his own short-form talk radio program called Trumped from 2004 to 2008. From 2011 until 2015, he was a guest commentator on Fox and Friends. From 2004 to 2015, Trump was co-producer and host of reality shows The Apprentice and The Celebrity Apprentice. On the shows, Trump was a super rich and successful chief executive who eliminated contestants with the catchphrase "You're fired." The New York Times called his portrayal a highly flattering, highly fictionalized version of Mr. Trump. The shows remade his image for millions of viewers nationwide. With the related licensing agreements, they earned him more than $400 million. In February 2021, Trump, who had been a member of SAG-AFTRA since 1989, resigned to avoid a disciplinary hearing regarding the January 6th attack. 2 days later, the union permanently barred him. Political career. Trump registered as a Republican in 1987. A member of the Independence Party, the New York State affiliate of the Reform Party, in 1999. A Democrat in 2001. A Republican in 2009. Unaffiliated in 2011, and a Republican in 2012. In 1987, Trump placed full-page advertisements in three major newspapers, expressing his views on foreign policy and how to eliminate the federal budget deficit. In 1988, he approached Lee Atwater, asking to be put into consideration to be Republican nominee George H.W. Bush's running mate. Bush found the request strange and unbelievable. Presidential campaigns, 2000 to 2016. Trump was a candidate in the 2000 Reform Party presidential primaries for 3 months but withdrew from the race in February 2000. In 2011, Trump speculated about running against President Barack Obama in the 2012 election, making his first speaking appearance at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in February 2011 and giving speeches in early primary states. In May 2011, he announced he would not run. Trump's presidential ambitions were generally not taken seriously at the time. 2016 presidential campaign. Trump's fame and provocative statements earned him an unprecedented amount of free media coverage, elevating his standing in the Republican primaries. He adopted the phrase "truthful hyperbole," coined by his ghostwriter Tony Schwartz, to describe his public speaking style. His campaign statements were often opaque and suggestive, and a record number were false. Trump said he disdained political correctness and frequently made claims of media bias. His run for office led to the creation of a political movement and cult of personality. Trump announced his candidacy in June 2015. His campaign was initially not taken seriously by political analysts, but he quickly rose to the top of opinion polls. He became the frontrunner in March 2016 and was declared the presumptive Republican nominee in May. Hillary Clinton led Trump in national polling averages throughout the campaign, but in early July, her lead narrowed. In mid-July, Trump selected Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate, and the two were officially nominated at the 2016 Republican National Convention. Trump and Clinton faced off in three presidential debates in September and October 2016. Trump twice refused to say whether he would accept the result of the election. Campaign rhetoric and political positions. Trump's political positions and rhetoric were described as right-wing populist. Politico described them as eclectic, improvisational, and often contradictory, quoting a healthcare policy expert at the American Enterprise Institute as saying that his political positions were a random assortment of whatever plays publicly. NBC News counted 141 distinct shifts on 23 major issues during his campaign. Trump appeals to Christian nationalists, according to a 2021 study. Trump described NATO as obsolete and espoused views that were described as non-interventionist and protectionist. His campaign platform emphasized renegotiating U.S.-China relations and free trade agreements such as NAFTA, strongly enforcing immigration laws, and building a new wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Other campaign positions included pursuing energy independence while opposing climate change regulations, modernizing services for veterans, repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, abolishing Common Core education standards, investing in infrastructure, simplifying the tax code while reducing taxes, and imposing tariffs on imports by companies that offshore jobs. He advocated increasing military spending and extreme vetting or banning of immigrants from Muslim-majority countries. Trump helped bring far-right fringe ideas and organizations into the mainstream. In August 2016, Trump hired Steve Bannon, the executive chairman of Breitbart News, described by Bannon as the platform for the alt-right, as his campaign CEO. The alt-right movement coalesced around and supported Trump's candidacy, due in part to its opposition to multiculturalism and immigration. Financial disclosures. Trump's FEC-required reports listed assets above $1.4 billion and outstanding debts of at least $315 million. Trump did not release his tax returns, contrary to the practice of every major candidate since 1976 and his promises in 2014 and 2015 to do so if he ran for office. He said his tax returns were being audited and that his lawyers had advised him against releasing them. After a lengthy court battle to block release of his tax returns and other records to the Manhattan District Attorney for a criminal investigation, including two appeals by Trump to the U.S. Supreme Court in February 2021, the High Court allowed the records to be released to the prosecutor for review by a grand jury. In October 2016, portions of Trump's state filings for 1995 were leaked to a reporter from the New York Times. They show that Trump had declared a loss of $916 million that year, which could have let him avoid taxes for up to 18 years. Election to the presidency. On November 8, 2016, Trump received 306 pledged electoral votes versus 232 for Clinton. Though, after elector defections on both sides, the official count was ultimately 304 to 227. Trump, the fifth person to be elected president while losing the popular vote, received nearly 2.9 million fewer votes than Clinton. He also was the only president who neither served in the military nor held any government office prior to becoming president. Trump's victory was a political upset. Polls had consistently shown Clinton with a nationwide, though diminishing, lead, as well as an advantage in most of the competitive states. Trump won 30 states, including Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, states which had been considered a blue wall of Democratic strongholds since the 1990s. Clinton won 20 states and the District of Columbia. Trump's victory marked the return of an undivided Republican government, a Republican White House combined with Republican control of both chambers of Congress. Trump's election victory sparked protests in major U.S. cities. On the day after Trump's inauguration, an estimated 2.6 million people worldwide, including an estimated 500,000 in Washington, D.C., protested against Trump in the women's marches. First presidency, 2017 to 2021. Early actions. Trump was inaugurated on January 20, 2017. During his first week in office, he signed six executive orders, authorizing interim procedures in anticipation of repealing the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations, reinstatement of the Mexico City policy, advancement of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipeline construction projects, reinforcement of border security, and a planning and design process to construct a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. Trump's daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner became his assistant and senior advisor, respectively. Conflicts of interest. Before being inaugurated, Trump moved his businesses into a revocable trust, rather than a blind trust or equivalent arrangement, to cleanly sever himself from his business interests. Trump continued to profit from his businesses and to know how his administration's policies affected his businesses. Though he said he would eschew new foreign deals, the Trump Organization pursued expansions of its operations in Dubai, Scotland, and the Dominican Republic. Trump was sued for violating the domestic and foreign emoluments clauses of the U.S. Constitution, marking the first time that the clauses had been substantively litigated. One case was dismissed in lower court. Two were dismissed by the U.S. Supreme Court as moot after the end of Trump's term. During Trump's term in office, he visited a Trump Organization property on 428 days, one visit for every 3.4 days of his presidency. Domestic policy, economy. Trump took office at the height of the longest economic expansion in American history, which began in 2009 and continued until February 2020, when the COVID-19 recession began. In December 2017, Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 passed by Congress without Democratic votes. It reduced tax rates for businesses and individuals, with business tax cuts to be permanent and individual tax cuts set to expire after 2025, and set the penalty associated with the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate to $0. The Trump administration claimed that the act would not decrease government revenue, but 2018 revenues were 7.6% lower than projected. Under Trump, the federal budget deficit increased by almost 50% to nearly $1 trillion in 2019. By the end of his term, the U.S. national debt increased by 39%, reaching $27.75 trillion, and the U.S. debt-to-GDP ratio hit a post-World War II high. Trump also failed to deliver the $1 trillion infrastructure spending plan on which he had campaigned. Trump is the only modern U.S. president to leave office with a smaller workforce than when he took office by 3 million people. Climate change, environment, and energy. Trump rejects the scientific consensus on climate change. He reduced the budget for renewable energy research by 40% and reversed Obama-era policies directed at curbing climate change. He withdrew from the Paris Agreement, making the U.S. the only nation to not ratify it. Trump aimed to boost the production and exports of fossil fuels. Natural gas expanded under Trump, but coal continued to decline. Trump rolled back more than 100 federal environmental regulations, including those that curbed greenhouse gas emissions, air and water pollution, and the use of toxic substances. He weakened protections for animals and environmental standards for federal infrastructure projects, and expanded permitted areas for drilling and resource extraction, such as allowing drilling in the Arctic Refuge. Deregulation. In 2017, Trump signed Executive Order 13771, which directed that, for every new regulation, federal agencies identify two existing regulations for elimination, though it did not require elimination. He dismantled many federal regulations on health, labor, and the environment, among others, including a bill that made it easier for severely mentally ill persons to buy guns. During his first 6 weeks in office, he delayed, suspended, or reversed 90 federal regulations, often after requests by the regulated industries. The Institute for Policy Integrity found that 78% of Trump's proposals were blocked by courts or did not prevail over litigation. Healthcare. During his campaign, Trump vowed to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. In office, he scaled back the act's implementation through executive orders. Trump expressed a desire to let Obamacare fail. His administration halved the enrollment period and drastically reduced funding for enrollment promotion. In June 2018, the Trump administration joined 18 Republican-led states in arguing before the Supreme Court that the elimination of the financial penalties associated with the individual mandate had rendered the act unconstitutional. Their pleading would have eliminated health insurance coverage for up to 23 million Americans, but was unsuccessful. During the 2016 campaign, Trump promised to protect funding for Medicare and other social safety net programs. In January 2020, he expressed willingness to consider cuts to them. In response to the opioid epidemic, Trump signed legislation in 2018 to increase funding for drug treatments, but was widely criticized for failing to make a concrete strategy. U.S. opioid overdose deaths declined slightly in 2018, but surged to a record 50,052 in 2019. Social issues. Trump barred organizations that provide abortions or abortion referrals from receiving federal funds. He said he supported traditional marriage but considered the nationwide legality of same-sex marriage settled. His administration rolled back key components of the Obama administration's workplace protections against discrimination of LGBTQ people. Trump's attempted rollback of anti-discrimination protections for transgender patients in August 2020 was halted by a federal judge after a Supreme Court ruling extended employees' civil rights protections to gender identity and sexual orientation. Trump has said he is opposed to gun control, although his views have shifted over time. After several mass shootings during his term, he said he would propose legislation related to guns, but he abandoned that effort in November 2019. His administration took an anti-marijuana position, revoking Obama-era policies that provided protections for states that legalized marijuana. Trump is a longtime advocate of capital punishment. Under his administration, the federal government executed 13 prisoners, more than in the previous 56 years combined, ending a 17-year moratorium. In 2016, Trump said he supported the use of interrogation torture methods such as waterboarding. In June 2020, during the George Floyd protests, federal law enforcement officials controversially used less lethal weapons to remove a largely peaceful crowd of lawful protesters from Lafayette Square, outside the White House. Trump then posed with a Bible for a photo op at the nearby St. John's Episcopal Church, with religious leaders condemning both the treatment of protesters and the photo opportunity itself. Many retired military leaders and defense officials condemned Trump's proposal to use the U.S. military against anti-police brutality protesters. Pardons and commutations. Trump granted 237 requests for clemency, fewer than all presidents since 1900 with the exception of George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush. Only 25 of them had been vetted by the Justice Department's Office of the Pardon Attorney. The others were granted to people with personal or political connections to him, his family, and his allies, or recommended by celebrities. In his last full day in office, Trump granted 73 pardons and commuted 70 sentences. Several Trump allies were not eligible for pardons under Justice Department rules, and in other cases the department had opposed clemency. The pardons of three military service members convicted of or charged with violent crimes were opposed by military leaders. Immigration. Trump's proposed immigration policies were a topic of bitter debate during the 2016 campaign. He promised to build a wall on the Mexico-US border to restrict illegal movement and vowed that Mexico would pay for it. He pledged to deport millions of illegal immigrants residing in the U.S., and criticized birthright citizenship for incentivizing anchor babies. As president, he frequently described illegal immigration as an invasion and conflated immigrants with the criminal gang MS-13. Trump drastically escalated immigration enforcement, including implementing harsher immigration enforcement policies against asylum seekers from Central America than any modern U.S. president. From 2019, the House Oversight Committee issued subpoenas seeking financial details from Trump's banks, Deutsche Bank and Capital One, and his accounting firm, Mazars USA. Trump sued the banks, Mazars, and committee chair Elijah Cummings to prevent the disclosures. In May, D.C. District Court Judge Amit Mehta ruled that Mazars must comply with the subpoena, and Judge Edgardo Ramos of the Southern District Court of New York ruled that the banks must also comply. Trump's attorneys appealed. In September 2022, the committee and Trump agreed to a settlement about Mazars, and the accounting firm began turning over documents. Russian election interference. In January 2017, American intelligence agencies, the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA, represented by the Director of National Intelligence, jointly stated with high confidence that the Russian government interfered in the 2016 presidential election to favor the election of Trump. In March 2017, FBI Director James Comey told Congress, he FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. That includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts. Many suspicious links between Trump associates and Russian officials and spies were discovered, and the relationships between Russians and Team Trump, including Manafort, Flynn, and Stone, were widely reported by the press. Members of Trump's campaign and his White House staff, particularly Flynn, were in contact with Russian officials both before and after the election. On December 29, 2016, Flynn talked with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak about sanctions that were imposed that same day. Flynn later resigned in the midst of controversy over whether he misled Pence. Trump told Kislyak and Sergei Lavrov in May 2017 he was unconcerned about Russian interference in U.S. elections. Trump and his allies promoted a conspiracy theory that Ukraine, rather than Russia, interfered in the 2016 election, which was also promoted by Russia to frame Ukraine. FBI Crossfire Hurricane and 2017 Counterintelligence Investigations. In July 2016, the FBI launched an investigation, codenamed Crossfire Hurricane, into possible links between Russia and the Trump campaign. After Trump fired FBI Director James Comey in May 2017, the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into Trump's personal and business dealings with Russia. Crossfire Hurricane was transferred to the Mueller investigation, but Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein ended the investigation into Trump's direct ties to Russia while giving the Bureau the false impression that the Robert Mueller Special Counsel investigation would pursue the matter. Mueller investigation. In May 2017, Rosenstein appointed former FBI Director Mueller Special Counsel for the Department of Justice, DOJ, ordering him to examine any links and or coordination between the Russian government and the Trump campaign. He privately told Mueller to restrict the investigation to criminal matters in connection with Russia's 2016 election interference. The special counsel also investigated whether Trump's dismissal of James Comey as FBI director constituted obstruction of justice and the Trump campaign's possible ties to Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Qatar, Israel, and China. Trump sought to fire Mueller and shut down the investigation multiple times but backed down after his staff objected or after changing his mind. In March 2019, Mueller gave his final report to Attorney General William Barr, which Barr purported to summarize in a letter to Congress. A federal court, and Mueller himself, said Barr mischaracterized the investigation's conclusions and, in so doing, confused the public. Trump repeatedly claimed that the investigation exonerated him. The Mueller report expressly stated that it did not. A redacted version of the report, publicly released in April 2019, found that Russia interfered in 2016 to favor Trump. Despite numerous links between the Russian government and the Trump campaign, the report found that the prevailing evidence did not establish that Trump campaign members conspired or coordinated with Russian interference. The report revealed sweeping Russian interference and detailed how Trump and his campaign welcomed and encouraged it, believing it would benefit them electorally. The report also detailed multiple acts of potential obstruction of justice by Trump, but did not draw ultimate conclusions about the president's conduct. Investigators decided they could not apply an approach that could potentially result in a judgment that the president committed crimes, as an Office of Legal Counsel opinion stated that a sitting president could not be indicted, and investigators would not accuse him of a crime when he cannot clear his name in court. The report concluded that Congress, having the authority to take action against a president for wrongdoing, may apply the obstruction laws. The House of Representatives subsequently launched an impeachment inquiry following the Trump, Ukraine scandal, but did not pursue an article of impeachment related to the Mueller investigation. Several Trump associates pleaded guilty or were convicted in connection with Mueller's investigation and related cases, including Manafort and Flynn. Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about Trump's 2016 attempts to reach a deal with Russia to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. Cohen said he had made the false statements on behalf of Trump. In February 2020, Stone was sentenced to 40 months in prison for lying to Congress and witness tampering. The sentencing judge said Stone was prosecuted for covering up for the president. First impeachment. In August 2019, a whistleblower filed a complaint with the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community about a July 25th phone call between Trump and President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky, during which Trump had pressured Zelensky to investigate CrowdStrike and Democratic presidential candidate Biden and his son Hunter. The whistleblower said that the White House had attempted to cover up the incident and that the call was part of a wider campaign by the Trump administration and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani that may have included withholding financial aid from Ukraine in July 2019 and canceling Pence's May 2019 Ukraine trip. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi initiated a formal impeachment inquiry on September 24. Trump then confirmed that he withheld military aid from Ukraine, offering contradictory reasons for the decision. On September 25, the Trump administration released a memorandum of the phone call which confirmed that, after Zelensky mentioned purchasing American anti-tank missiles, Trump asked him to discuss investigating Biden and his son with Giuliani and Barr. The testimony of multiple administration officials and former officials confirmed that this was part of a broader effort to further Trump's personal interests by giving him an advantage in the upcoming presidential election. In October, William B. Taylor Jr., the charged affair for Ukraine, testified before congressional committees that soon after arriving in Ukraine in June 2019, he found that Zelensky was being subjected to pressure directed by Trump and led by Giuliani. According to Taylor and others, the goal was to coerce Zelensky into making a public commitment to investigate the company that employed Hunter Biden, as well as rumors about Ukrainian involvement in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. He said it was made clear that until Zelensky made such an announcement, the administration would not release scheduled military aid for Ukraine and not invite Zelensky to the White House. On December 13th, the House Judiciary Committee voted along party lines to pass two articles of impeachment, one for abuse of power and one for obstruction of Congress. After debate, the House of Representatives impeached Trump on both articles on December 18th. Impeachment trial in the Senate. During the trial in January 2020, the House impeachment managers cited evidence to support charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress and asserted that Trump's actions were exactly what the founding fathers had in mind when they created the impeachment process. Trump's lawyers did not deny the facts as presented in the charges, but said Trump had not broken any laws or obstructed Congress. They argued that the impeachment was constitutionally and legally invalid because Trump was not charged with a crime and that abuse of power is not an impeachable offense. On January 31st, the Senate voted against allowing subpoenas for witnesses or documents. The impeachment trial was the first in U.S. history without witness testimony. Trump was acquitted of both charges by the Republican majority. Senator Mitt Romney was the only Republican who voted to convict Trump on one charge, the abuse of power. Following his acquittal, Trump fired impeachment witnesses and other political appointees and career officials he deemed insufficiently loyal. 2020 presidential campaign. Breaking with precedent, Trump filed to run for a second term within a few hours of assuming the presidency. He held his first re-election rally less than a month after taking office and officially became the Republican nominee in August 2020. In his first 2 years in office, Trump's re-election committee reported raising $67.5 million and began 2019 with $19.3 million in cash. By July 2020, the Trump campaign and the Republican Party had raised $1.1 billion and spent $800 million, losing their cash advantage over Biden. The cash shortage forced the campaign to scale back advertising spending. Trump campaign advertisements focused on crime, claiming that cities would descend into lawlessness if Biden won. Trump repeatedly misrepresented Biden's positions and shifted to appeals to racism. 2020 presidential election. Starting in the spring of 2020, Trump began to sow doubts about the election, claiming without evidence that the election would be rigged and that the expected widespread use of mail balloting would produce massive election fraud. When, in August, the House of Representatives voted for a $25 billion grant to the U.S. Postal Service for the expected surge in mail voting, Trump blocked funding, saying he wanted to prevent any increase in voting by mail. He repeatedly refused to say whether he would accept the results if he lost and commit to a peaceful transition of power. Biden won the election on November 3rd, receiving 81.3 million votes, 51.3%, to Trump's 74.2 million, 46.8%, and 306 electoral college votes to Trump's 232. False claims of voting fraud, attempt to prevent presidential transition. At 2 a.m., the morning after the election, with the results still unclear, Trump declared victory. After Biden was projected the winner days later, Trump stated that this election is far from over and baselessly alleged election fraud. Trump and his allies filed many legal challenges to the results, which were rejected by at least 86 judges in both the state and federal courts, including by federal judges appointed by Trump himself, finding no factual or legal basis. Trump's allegations were also refuted by state election officials. After Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Director Chris Krebs contradicted Trump's fraud allegations, Trump dismissed him on November 17th. On December 11th, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a case from the Texas Attorney General that asked the court to overturn the election results in four states won by Biden. Trump withdrew from public activities in the weeks following the election. He initially blocked government officials from cooperating in Biden's presidential transition. After 3 weeks, the administrator of the General Services Administration declared Biden the apparent winner of the election, allowing the disbursement of transition resources to his team. Trump still did not formally concede while claiming he recommended the GSA begin transition protocols. The Electoral College formalized Biden's victory on December 14th. From November to January, Trump repeatedly sought help to overturn the results, personally pressuring Republican local and state office holders, Republican state and federal legislators, the Justice Department, and Vice President Pence, urging various actions such as replacing presidential electors, or a request for Georgia officials to find votes and announce a recalculated result. On February 10, 2021, Georgia prosecutors opened a criminal investigation into Trump's efforts to subvert the election in Georgia. Trump did not attend Biden's inauguration. Concern about a possible coup attempt or military action. In December 2020, Newsweek reported the Pentagon was on red alert, and ranking officers had discussed what to do if Trump declared martial law. The Pentagon responded with quotes from defense leaders that the military has no role in the outcome of elections. When Trump moved supporters into positions of power at the Pentagon after the November 2020 election, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley and CIA Director Gina Haspel became concerned about a possible coup attempt or military action against China or Iran. Milley insisted that he should be consulted about any military orders from Trump, including the use of nuclear weapons. January 6th Capitol attack. On January 6, 2021, while congressional certification of the presidential election results was taking place in the U.S. Capitol, Trump held a noon rally at the Ellipse, Washington, D.C. He called for the election result to be overturned and urged his supporters to take back our country by marching to the Capitol to fight like hell. Many supporters did, joining a crowd already there. The mob broke into the building, disrupting certification and causing the evacuation of Congress. During the violence, Trump posted messages on Twitter without asking the rioters to disperse. At 6 p.m., Trump tweeted that the rioters should go home with love and in peace, calling them great patriots and repeating that the election was stolen. After the mob was removed, Congress reconvened and confirmed Biden's win in the early hours of the following morning. According to the Department of Justice, more than 140 police officers were injured, and 5 people died. In March 2023, Trump collaborated with incarcerated rioters on a song to benefit the prisoners, and, in June, he said that, if elected, he would pardon many of them. Second, impeachment. On January 11, 2021, an article of impeachment charging Trump with incitement of insurrection against the U.S. government was introduced to the House. The House voted 232-197 to impeach Trump on January 13, making him the first U.S. president to be impeached twice. 10 Republicans voted for the impeachment, the most members of a party ever to vote to impeach a president of their own party. On February 13, following a 5-day Senate trial, Trump was acquitted when the Senate vote fell 10 votes short of the 2/3 majority required to convict. 7 Republicans joined every Democrat in voting to convict, the most bipartisan support in any Senate impeachment trial of a president or former president. Most Republicans voted to acquit Trump, although some held him responsible but felt the Senate did not have jurisdiction over former presidents. Trump had left office on January 20th. The Senate voted 56-44 that the trial was constitutional. Interpresidency, 2021, present. At the end of his term, Trump went to live at his Mar-a-Lago club and established an office as provided for by the former President's Act. Trump is entitled to live there legally as a club employee. Trump's false claims concerning the 2020 election were commonly referred to as the big lie in the press and by his critics. In May 2021, Trump and his supporters attempted to co-opt the term, using it to refer to the election itself. The Republican Party used Trump's false election narrative to justify the imposition of new voting restrictions in its favor. As late as July 2022, Trump was still pressuring state legislators to overturn the 2020 election. Unlike other former presidents, Trump continued to dominate his party. He has been described as a modern party boss. He continued fundraising, raising more than twice as much as the Republican Party itself, and profited from fundraisers many Republican candidates held at Mar-a-Lago. Much of his focus was on how elections are run and on ousting election officials who had resisted his attempts to overturn the 2020 election results. In the 2022 midterm elections, he endorsed over 200 candidates for various offices, most of whom supported his false claim that the 2020 presidential election was stolen from him. Business activities. In February 2021, Trump registered a new company, Trump Media and Technology Group, TMTG, for providing social networking services to U.S. customers. In March 2024, TMTG merged with special purpose acquisition company Digital World Acquisition and became a public company. In February 2022, TMTG launched Truth Social, a social media platform. As of March 2023, Trump Media, which had taken $8 million from Russia-connected entities, was being investigated by federal prosecutors for possible money laundering. Investigations, criminal indictments and convictions, civil lawsuits. Trump is the only U.S. president or former president to be convicted of a crime and the first major party candidate to run for president after a felony conviction. He faces numerous criminal charges and civil cases. FBI investigations. When Trump left the White House in January 2021, he took government materials with him to Mar-a-Lago. By May 2021, the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, realized that important documents had not been turned over to them and asked his office to locate them. In January 2022, they retrieved 15 boxes of White House records from Mar-a-Lago. NARA later informed the Department of Justice that some of the retrieved documents were classified material. The Justice Department began an investigation and sent Trump a subpoena for additional material. Justice Department officials visited Mar-a-Lago and received some classified documents from Trump's lawyers, one of whom signed a statement affirming that all material marked as classified had been returned. On August 8, 2022, FBI agents searched Mar-a-Lago to recover government documents and material Trump had taken with him when he left office in violation of the Presidential Records Act, reportedly including some related to nuclear weapons. The search warrant indicates an investigation of potential violations of the Espionage Act and obstruction of justice laws. The items taken in the search included 11 sets of classified documents, four of them tagged as top secret and one as top secret / SCI, the highest level of classification. On November 18, 2022, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed federal prosecutor Jack Smith as a special counsel to oversee the federal criminal investigations into Trump retaining government property at Mar-a-Lago and examining Trump's role in the events leading up to the Capitol attack. Criminal referral by the House January 6 Committee. On December 19, 2022, the United States House Select Committee on the January 6 attack recommended criminal charges against Trump for obstructing an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and inciting or assisting an insurrection. Federal and state criminal indictments. In December 2022, following a jury trial, the Trump Organization was convicted on 17 counts of criminal tax fraud, conspiracy, and falsifying business records in connection with a tax fraud scheme stretching over 15 years. In January 2023, the organization was fined the maximum $1.6 million. And its chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, was sentenced to jail and probation after a plea deal. Trump was not personally charged in the case. In June 2023, following a special counsel investigation, a federal grand jury in Miami indicted Trump on 31 counts of willfully retaining national defense information under the Espionage Act, one count of making false statements, and one count each of conspiracy to obstruct justice, withholding government documents, corruptly concealing records, concealing a document in a federal investigation, and scheming to conceal their efforts. He pleaded not guilty. A superseding indictment the following month added three charges. The judge assigned to the case, Aileen Cannon, was appointed to the bench by Trump and had previously issued rulings favorable to him in a past civil case, some of which were overturned by an appellate court. She moved slowly on the case, indefinitely postponed the trial in May 2024, and dismissed it on July 15, ruling that the special counsel's appointment was unconstitutional. On August 26, special counsel Smith appealed the dismissal. On August 1, 2023, a Washington, D.C. federal grand jury indicted Trump for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. He was charged with conspiring to defraud the U.S., obstruct the certification of the Electoral College vote, and deprive voters of the civil right to have their votes counted, and obstructing an official proceeding. Trump pleaded not guilty. Later in August, a Fulton County, Georgia, grand jury indicted Trump on 13 charges, including racketeering, for his efforts to subvert the election outcome in Georgia. Multiple Trump campaign officials were also indicted. Trump surrendered, was processed at Fulton County Jail, and was released on bail pending trial. He pleaded not guilty. On March 13, 2024, the judge dismissed three of the 13 charges against Trump. Criminal conviction in the 2016 campaign fraud case. During the 2016 presidential election campaign, American Media Incorporated, AMI, publisher of the National Enquirer, and a company set up by Cohen paid Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film actress Stormy Daniels for keeping silent about their alleged affairs with Trump between 2006 and 2007. Cohen pleaded guilty in 2018 to breaking campaign finance laws, saying he had arranged both payments at Trump's direction to influence the presidential election. Trump denied the affairs and said he was not aware of Cohen's payment to Daniels, but he reimbursed him in 2017. Federal prosecutors asserted that Trump had been involved in discussions regarding non-disclosure payments as early as 2014. Court documents showed that the FBI believed Trump was directly involved in the payment to Daniels, based on calls he had with Cohen in October 2016. Federal prosecutors closed the investigation in 2019, but in 2021, the New York State Attorney General's Office and Manhattan District Attorney's Office opened a criminal investigation into Trump's business activities. The Manhattan DA's office subpoenaed the Trump Organization and AMI for records related to the payments and Trump and the Trump Organization for 8 years of tax returns. In March 2023, a New York grand jury indicted Trump on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to book the hush money payments to Daniels as business expenses, in an attempt to influence the 2016 election. The trial began in April 2024, and in May a jury convicted Trump on all 34 counts. Sentencing is set for November 26, 2024. Civil judgments against Trump. In September 2022, the Attorney General of New York filed a civil fraud case against Trump, his three oldest children, and the Trump Organization. During the investigation leading up to the lawsuit, Trump was fined $110,000 for failing to turn over records subpoenaed by the Attorney General. In an August 2022 deposition, Trump invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination more than 400 times. The presiding judge ruled in September 2023 that Trump, his adult sons, and the Trump Organization repeatedly committed fraud and ordered their New York business certificates canceled and their business entities sent into receivership for dissolution. In February 2024, the court found Trump liable, ordered him to pay a penalty of more than $350 million plus interest, for a total exceeding $450 million, and barred him from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation or legal entity for 3 years. Trump said he would appeal the verdict. The judge also ordered the company to be overseen by the monitor appointed by the court in 2023 and an independent director of compliance, and that any restructuring and potential dissolution would be the decision of the monitor. In May 2023, a New York jury in a federal lawsuit brought by journalist E. Jean Carroll in 2022, Carroll 2, found Trump liable for sexual abuse and defamation and ordered him to pay her $5 million. Trump asked for a new trial or a reduction of the award, arguing that the jury had not found him liable for rape. He also separately countersued Carroll for defamation. The judge for the two lawsuits ruled against Trump, writing that Carroll's accusation of rape is substantially true. Trump appealed both decisions. In January 2024, the jury in the defamation case brought by Carroll in 2019, Carroll I, ordered Trump to pay Carroll $83.3 million in damages. In March, Trump posted a $91.6 million bond and appealed. 2024 presidential campaign. On November 15, 2022, Trump announced his candidacy for the 2024 presidential election and set up a fundraising account. In March 2023, the campaign began diverting 10% of the donations to Trump's leadership PAC. Trump's campaign had paid $100 million towards his legal bills by March 2024. In December 2023, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled Trump disqualified for the Colorado Republican primary for his role in inciting the January 6, 2021, attack on Congress. In March 2024, the U.S. Supreme Court restored his name to the ballot in a unanimous decision, ruling that Colorado lacks the authority to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which bars insurrectionists from holding federal office. During the campaign, Trump made increasingly violent and authoritarian statements. He also said that he would weaponize the FBI and the Justice Department against his political opponents and use the military to go after Democratic politicians and those that do not support his candidacy. Trump used harsher, more dehumanizing anti-immigrant rhetoric than during his presidency. His embrace of far-right extremism and harsher rhetoric against his political enemies have been described by historians and scholars as populist, authoritarian, fascist, and unlike anything a political candidate has ever said in American history. Age and health concerns about Donald Trump also arose during the campaign, with several medical experts cited by the New York Times highlighting an increase in rambling, tangential speech, and behavioral disinhibition. He mentioned rigged election and election interference earlier and more frequently than in the 2016 and 2020 campaigns and refused to commit to accepting the 2024 election results. Analysts for the New York Times described this as an intensification of Trump's heads I win, tails you cheated rhetorical strategy. The paper said the claim of a rigged election had become the backbone of the campaign. On July 13, 2024, Trump's ear was grazed by a bullet in an assassination attempt at a campaign rally in Butler Township, Pennsylvania. The campaign declined to disclose medical records. 2 days later, the 2024 Republican National Convention nominated Trump as their presidential candidate, with Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate. Election and presidential transition. Trump was elected the 47th president of the United States in November 2024, defeating the incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris. He became the second president in U.S. history elected to serve non-consecutive terms after former President Grover Cleveland, who won re-election in 1892. The Associated Press and BBC News described it as an extraordinary comeback for a former president. Aged 78 at the time of the 2024 election, Trump is the oldest person to be elected U.S. president and the first convicted felon to become U.S. president. He was also projected to become the first Republican in 2 decades to secure the popular vote in the U.S. presidential elections. Trump received congratulatory messages from politicians all over the world. Public image, scholarly assessment, and public approval surveys. In the C-SPAN Presidential Historians Survey 2021, historians ranked Trump as the fourth worst president. He rated lowest in the leadership characteristics categories for moral authority and administrative skills. The Siena College Research Institute's 2022 survey ranked Trump 43rd out of 45 presidents. He was ranked near the bottom in all categories except for luck, willingness to take risks, and party leadership, and he ranked last in several categories. In 2018 and 2024, surveys of members of the American Political Science Association ranked Trump the worst president in American history. Trump was the only president never to reach a 50% approval rating in the Gallup poll, which dates to 1938. His approval ratings showed a record-high partisan gap, 88% among Republicans and 7% among Democrats. Until September 2020, the ratings were unusually stable, reaching a high of 49% and a low of 35%. Trump finished his term with an approval rating between 29 and 34%, the lowest of any president since modern polling began, and a record low average of 41% throughout his presidency. In Gallup's annual poll asking Americans to name the man they admire the most, Trump placed second to Obama in 2017 and 2018, tied with Obama for first in 2019, and placed first in 2020. Since Gallup started conducting the poll in 1948, Trump is the first elected president not to be named most admired in his first year in office. A Gallup poll in 134 countries comparing the approval ratings of U.S. leadership between 2016 and 2017 found that Trump led Obama in job approval in only 29 countries, most of them non-democracies. Approval of U.S. Leadership plummeted among allies and G7 countries. Overall ratings were similar to those in the last 2 years of the George W. Bush presidency. By mid-2020, only 16% of international respondents to a 13-nation Pew Research poll expressed confidence in Trump, lower than China's Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin. False or misleading statements. As a candidate and as president, Trump frequently made false statements in public remarks to an extent unprecedented in American politics. His falsehoods became a distinctive part of his political identity. Trump's false and misleading statements were documented by fact-checkers, including at the Washington Post, which tallied 30,573 false or misleading statements made by Trump over his 4-year term. Trump's falsehoods increased in frequency over time, rising from about 6 false or misleading claims per day in his first year as president to 39 per day in his final year. Some of Trump's falsehoods were inconsequential, such as his repeated claim of the biggest inaugural crowd ever. Others had more far-reaching effects, such as his promotion of antimalarial drugs as an unproven treatment for COVID-19, causing a U.S. shortage of these drugs and panic buying in Africa and South Asia. Other misinformation, such as misattributing a rise in crime in England and Wales to the spread of radical Islamic terror, served Trump's domestic political purposes. Trump habitually does not apologize for his falsehoods. Until 2018, the media rarely referred to Trump's falsehoods as lies, including when he repeated demonstrably false statements. In 2020, Trump was a significant source of disinformation on mail-in voting and the COVID-19 pandemic. His attacks on mail-in ballots and other election practices weakened public faith in the integrity of the 2020 presidential election, while his disinformation about the pandemic delayed and weakened the national response to it. Promotion of conspiracy theories. Before and throughout his presidency, Trump promoted numerous conspiracy theories, including Obama birtherism, the Clinton body count conspiracy theory, the conspiracy theory movement QAnon, the global warming hoax theory, Trump Tower wiretapping allegations, a John F. Kennedy assassination conspiracy theory involving Rafael Cruz, alleged foul play in the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, alleged Ukrainian interference in U.S. elections, that Osama bin Laden was alive and Obama and Biden had members of Navy SEAL Team 6 killed, and linking talk show host Joe Scarborough to the death of a staffer. In at least 2 instances, Trump clarified to press that he believed the conspiracy theory in question. During and since the 2020 presidential election, Trump promoted various conspiracy theories for his defeat, including dead people voting, voting machines changing or deleting Trump votes, fraudulent mail-in voting, throwing out Trump votes, and finding suitcases full of Biden votes. Incitement of violence. Research suggests Trump's rhetoric caused an increased incidence of hate crimes. During his 2016 campaign, he urged or praised physical attacks against protesters or reporters. Numerous defendants investigated or prosecuted for violent acts and hate crimes, including participants of the January 6, 2021, storming of the U.S. Capitol, cited Trump's rhetoric in arguing that they were not culpable or should receive leniency. A nationwide review by ABC News in May 2020 identified at least 54 criminal cases from August 2015 to April 2020, in which Trump was invoked in direct connection with violence or threats of violence, mostly by white men and primarily against minorities. Social media. Trump's social media presence attracted worldwide attention after he joined Twitter in 2009. He tweeted frequently during his 2016 campaign and as president until Twitter banned him after the January 6th attack, in the final days of his term. Trump often used Twitter to communicate directly with the public and sideline the press. In June 2017, the White House press secretary said that Trump's tweets were official presidential statements. After years of criticism for allowing Trump to post misinformation and falsehoods, Twitter began to tag some of his tweets with fact checks in May 2020. In response, Trump tweeted that social media platforms totally silence conservatives and that he would strongly regulate or close them down. In the days after the storming of the Capitol, Trump was banned from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and other platforms. The loss of his social media presence diminished his ability to shape events and prompted a dramatic decrease in the volume of misinformation shared on Twitter. Trump's early attempts to reestablish a social media presence were unsuccessful. In February 2022, He launched social media platform Truth Social, where he only attracted a fraction of his Twitter following. Elon Musk, after acquiring Twitter, reinstated Trump's Twitter account in November 2022. Meta Platform's two-year ban lapsed in January 2023, allowing Trump to return to Facebook and Instagram, although in 2024, Trump continued to call the company an enemy of the people. Relationship with the press. Trump sought media attention throughout his career, sustaining a love-hate relationship with the press. In the 2016 campaign, Trump benefited from a record amount of free media coverage, elevating his standing in the Republican primaries. The New York Times writer Amy Chozick wrote in 2018 that Trump's media dominance enthralled the public and created must-see TV.